He has risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There was fear on that first Easter. From the guards, it's no surprise, what seemed like a cushy job guarding a dead man turned into a terrifying experience. An angel of the Lord came down in a violent earthquake. He walked to that tomb and rolled back the stone. The guards were terrified. They became like dead men, frozen with fright. And so it will be for all unbelievers on the day the Lord himself comes down with a violent earthquake to judge the living and the dead. The women, too, are afraid, and this also is no surprise. They expected to find an immovable stone, yet it had moved. They expected to find their dead master, but he was not there. Instead, they saw a man dressed in a blazing white robe. Shocking to find life in the midst of death. Life was the last thing they expected to find in a grave. Until they heard the angel's words, "He has risen. He is not here." But it's really what comes next that surprises us the most. The women fled from the tomb, trembling, bewildered, and still afraid. They didn't get what Easter fully meant. They believed that Christ had risen, but perhaps they did not fully understand his resurrection. Perhaps they thought that he had risen only to his same state of humiliation. Would he be condemned again, tried again? Would Jerusalem more earnestly seek his death? It broke their hearts to see the one they loved so dearly die. Would they have to go through it again? Imagine that. Would they be next? They didn't understand Easter, and so they left in fear. And we shake our heads at them. We wish that we were they. To see the tomb empty, to hear those angels' words, we think we would have gotten it right and left in joy and gladness, but we give ourselves way too much credit. We too are afraid. Are we not afraid? Maybe not every day, but does not fear often dwell in our hearts? And we are afraid because Christ is risen. Jesus lives in glory. He cannot die again. He cannot suffer again. His flesh is more dazzling than tens of thousands of angels. And yet we are afraid because that Jesus, who is victorious and triumphant, has visibly ascended to heaven, and we are left here. We are left in this world to face all that it has to throw at us. And we have only his messengers. And the world is still angry, still raging, still trying to kill Christ. The battle has been won, and yet that doesn't mean Satan has given up. The victory is accomplished, but the world doesn't simply lie down, helpless. It fights with all the more fury, rage, and anger, trying to do anything it can to kill Christ. And since it cannot kill Christ, it attacks the body of Christ, the Holy Church, you and me. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer for being a Christian. We don't want to face trials or persecutions. We want the life that Christ has now. We want that glory. We want Easter every single day. We want to see those holes in his hands. But we must wait. And while we wait in enemy territory. This earth is not our home. We are but strangers here. Muslim business owners are not under attack, even if they call for the extermination of homosexuals. Self-righteous, hateful men do not take out their rage on them. The enemies of Christ will not prevail. They cannot, for Christ lives. The victory is his forever and ever. But it still scares us. We still have fear from time to time. Usually fear about the future. Maybe persecution, maybe just fear of our children's future and the world they will inherit. We are still afraid. But does not Scripture itself foretell of a worsening in the last days? That the world itself will get more and more corrupt and wicked and evil? Perhaps we are headed toward that. Perhaps not. I don't know. But I do know we are not even close to the persecution or the trials that the early Christians faced, or those in Nazi Germany, or Stalin Russia, or communist China, or many African countries around the world today. What will it cost us to follow this risen Lord? We like Christianity within these walls. We're comfortable here. Have we grown embarrassed outside these walls? In here we sing with joy and gladness. Our hearts bubble over as we know our God is present. Have our songs become more muted outside when others are not watching? In here we find joy and gladness. Christ is our head. We are his body. His victory is ours forever. But out there, it is the very reason why we struggle and still face death and hurt and cry. Christ lives, and the world cannot touch him, so it takes all that anger, fury, and rage out on us in many different forms and in many different ways. Where the head goes, there the body must follow. Our head is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has ascended into heaven with all power, might, and dominion. And that is where we are headed. So why would we ever be afraid? Fear comes from the unknown. Fear comes because of doubt. And yet we know exactly where we are going and the life that awaits us. So why would we ever be afraid or scared? Why would we ever be scared of the dark or of anything else? The victory is ours in Christ forever and ever. So the Lord, in his infinite love and compassion, sends an angel to these terrified women. Notice he doesn't deal with the guards at all. But the Lord always comforts his holy church. He will not leave her in fear. Do not be alarmed. I know that you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene. You saw him crucified. It broke your heart to see the nails, the spear, the flogging, the crown of thorns. But it is all finished. Christ is risen in glory. The thorns and cross are finished. The pain and suffering and agony are all finished. He has not failed you. He has not forgotten his words to you. Christ lives. He lives in glory. Remember the words he spoke to you while he was still with you. Christ lives to be with you always. He is risen from the grave. He is not angry, but he lives to comfort you and to gently guide you through the perils of this world until you enter his heavenly rest. This gospel is for cowards. It's for the afraid. And so your God will not leave you in fear, but he comes to comfort you. Do not be alarmed, he says. I was crucified, died, and was buried, but now I live. It breaks your heart to go through all the difficulties this life has to throw at you. It's not easy to endure a daily life, and then when something great and tragic hits, it's even worse. You often wonder if it will crush you completely. But do not fear, for I am with you. I have not forgotten you. Remember my words. Remember my promises. They will endure forever. I am with you always to lift off that burden from your shoulders and to gently guide you to the realms of your eternal glory. For you must live with me. And so you always win. You always win. You can never lose because your head, Jesus Christ, never lost. In pain, you win. In trial and difficulty and suffering, you win. In heartbreak and anguish and sorrow, you win. Even in death, whether the death of a loved one or your own death, you still win. And nothing can ever change that. For Christ, your God and Savior, lives in glory so that you also might live in glory with him. Your victory is not found in your zeal or faithfulness. It's not found in your strength or endurance for how weak we are and how often we stumble. Your victory is not found in your sincere effort or good intentions or even in your piety. It is not preserved by a Christian government or by democratic ideals, though certainly that is a blessing. But it rests solely in him who died and yet now lives. And no one else has come back from the dead, so there is no one else we will stake our claim with. If Christ has not been raised, then our faith is useless, and everything we go through and every week we gather is completely pointless. But Christ is risen. And frankly, that's the reason why the world hates you so much. Christ is risen in glory. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid even of the dark at nighttime. God is faithful. Let all fear of the future remain in the future. Yet let your children rest in the arms of your King, who created them and gave them life. He will always provide a way out. Perhaps you can look back at your life and see just how God has done that in the past, how he's provided that way out. It may not always be in the way that you have wanted or desired, but nevertheless, it was the way that was best for you. Ultimately, the way out leads through the grave. But then again, how can that grave be anything more than a cozy bed? A restful chamber. For Christ lives. So too must we live. Did you see the women left the tomb? They fled death. So too will you walk out of your tomb, your grave. And you too will flee death forever. It has lost. Christ has won. You have won in Christ. He lives to be with you always. Though you do not see him, though he is not visibly present, he is with you wherever you go. The devil can swipe and swat at you all that he wants. He can never knock you down into the abyss. The world can persecute, hurt, or create un-Christian legislation, fight against good morals, all they want. The victory remains yours. They cannot destroy your faith. Death can snarl. Its bark may frighten. But look closely again, dear friends. Look closely again, and you will see that death has no teeth. Christ has overcome it, and so you have overcome it in Christ. This is no mistake. This isn't just to make you feel good, but this is the reality of your future. You must live with your body forever in a real resurrection, glorious and perfect. You must. So you need not be strong, for Christ is strong for you. You need not be brave, for Christ has overcome all things for you. You need not be good, for Christ has declared you holy and righteous by his word that endures forever. In other words, salvation is found solely in Christ and in his merits, and not in your good intentions or piety. So turn to Christ. Perhaps this world will improve. Perhaps it will not. I don't know. Either way, it is quickly passing away. We are quickly passing away in this life. It is not our home. We are but strangers. Even if it does get much harder and much more difficult for us, understand that the world and Satan, and whatever you go through, they're really not attacking you. They really don't hate you. It's Christ they hate. You just happen to be connected to Christ. And there is no better place to be. for he has already won. And in him you too have won. Christ lives, so too must you live. Christ is risen. So too must your loved ones who have died in Christ. And you, who will die in peace, you too must rise to live in that glorious resurrection Easter day forevermore. To him who has overcome all things, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be all praise, glory, honor, and blessing, now and in the ages to come. He is risen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.